Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to talk about Trione Annadale State Park and the great team of people who work so hard to make sure that it is a safe and enjoyable place for all of us to visit. In the studio with me I have Dan Stamps. He is the president of Friends of Trione Annadale State Park. Thanks so much for being here, Dan.
Sure.
And Neil Fogarty. Neil is the supervising state park peace officer for California State Parks, the Bay Area District. Thank you so much for being here, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the organization. It's called Friends of Trione Annadale State Park. How did this come about, Dan?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. A good friend and board member, Christy Hirsch, she had invited me to come and meet with a couple of other folks to talk about volunteer days in the park and trying to do some trail work. And during the course of the conversation, we looked at materials that were going to be needed for the trail work, and we needed a yard of gravel. And so I said, well, you know, how do we go about getting that? And they said, well, there's really no funds right now. And we had 20 people willing to work.
Oh, and, wow. And no material to
and
work
no materials
with.
For just, you know, a simple yard of gravel.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is really ridiculous. And I said, we have this beautiful park, and we need to come together as a community and support it and make sure that materials are available and try to help out with funding. Funding is difficult at the park. Neil, what do you think?
We know. We've reported on it, big stories.
Oh, but yeah. Well, working for the state, there are definitely budget issues there.
Yeah.
So we are waiting to see what the new governor's budget will do for the state and for state parks.
Yeah.
Should be out any time.
Well, it's... We came together, and Christy and I kind of took on the project of trying to do something about funding so that auxiliary funding would be available for improvements, for trail work, for trying to upgrade the park in any way that we can to make it safer, more enjoyable, more informational. So we have... We have big plans for the park. It's so beautiful, and it's such a resource for the community that we're just trying to raise funds so that whatever projects are going to enhance the experience, we can embark on them and do what's necessary to get it done.
Yeah. And last year you had your first fundraiser, big fundraiser, right?
We did.
For the park. How did that all come together? And tell us about putting that on.
Well, we actually became incorporated and got all of our 501c3 materials completed on September of last year, or not last year, but of 2017. And at that point, we were kind of ready to go, but we had been feverishly just working on trying to get the organization set, find the appropriate board members, and try to get everything. We were working on a contract with the state so that we would actually be a cooperative partner with the park, and that would allow us to put 100% of the funding that we received into the park. And so we entered into a cooperative agreement with the state for Trione Annadale State Park. And at that point, we needed to raise some money.
Yeah.
So we thought about different ways that we might be able to go about doing that. We were very fortunate in that a couple of community members came together and gave us a little ignition, I guess, to get the organization initial funding for insurance and a number of other things. And so we then looked at different options for raising funds, and we decided on a fundraising dinner. And so we put that together at the end of June of last year. And it was just such an overwhelming, fun evening, great success for the park. We We sold out the event,
cool.
which
Congratulations.
Was pretty good for the first year.
Yeah.
And but more important than that, I think, was just the vibe at the dinner. It was so positive, and so many people love the park and spend a lot of time there and energy, and it's such a release, you know, to be able to get out in nature and just take a walk.
Yeah, we're lucky. And we're really lucky to have it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful park. I mean, it's, you know, redwoods and oak grassland and the lake and the marsh, and you know, it's such a, there's such a variety of environmental niches there. And so anyway, we raised our opportunity to raise funds actually exceeded our expectation at the dinner. We were able to buy an excavator for the park, and it's allowed us to do many, many projects in the park already, and get engineering reports and so forth together to help improve the trails and the road system and so forth. So we're at this point, we have gotten approval to do a number of projects in the park. And that has, you know, that's a project in itself.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
And so now this year's fundraising dinner is going to be on the 29th of June.
Okay.
Over at the Friedman Event Center. And anyone that would like to participate can go to our website at FOTASP. It's www.fotasp.com. And you can sign up for the dinner, and you can sign up as a sponsor. So we appreciate your support.
Yes. And that, again, website is FOTASP, which stands for Friends of Trione-Annadale State Park. So FOTASP.com is the website. You can also look up Friends of Trione-Annadale State Park, and you would find it as well. How much are tickets for the event?
Well, individual tickets are $150, and you can buy a table for eight.
That's great.
For $1,000, and then you can also sign up as a silver sponsor at $2,000, a gold sponsor at $5,000, and a platinum sponsor at $7,500.
That's excellent. And there's still time to do this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The event is coming up on the 29th of June, and it will be at the wonderful Friedman Event Center. And besides having a great dinner, is there an auction going on as well at the event?
Well, actually, we're really looking forward to this dinner. It should just be a whole lot of fun. Uh-huh. We do have a hosted bar, and we have excellent food from Friedman's. And we have actually kind of a hot topic in the community right now. Quentin Martins, the lion expert, is going to be speaking at the dinner. And there was a large article in the Press Democrat just last Sunday, I think, on Quentin. He has been involved with Living with Lions, and he created it, actually. And he has tagged a number of lions in the valley here. With GPS transponders.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing the work that they're doing, and it's amazing to find out how many lions we really have.
Right, and it's a little bit eye-opening. Didn't we have one in downtown Santa Rosa just
yeah,
a little
did.
Bit ago over by the plaza? Yeah, so that wildlife living so close to us that we really need to be aware of those kinds of things and be respectful and you know, keep an eye out when you're out in the parks, because you could come across something like that out on your bike ride or on a hike. Let's talk a little bit more about the park. Neil Fogarty is here. He's a supervising state park peace officer for California State Parks in the Bay Area District. Tell us about Trione-Annadale State Park, and how big is it? How much do you have to manage?
So it's a very big piece of property. It's 5,500 acres just east of Santa Rosa. And as Dan mentioned, it's a lot of rolling terrain, hills, open meadows, a lake, a marsh. It's really, there's not much development there. There are roads, there are trails, and that's it, really. It is heavily loved, heavily used. People in the area are lucky to have it. We're lucky in general in the North Bay to have so many parks, county parks, state parks. But Annandale in particular to me seems that it just gets a lot of use. It draws people from near and far, mm-hmm. mountain bikers, hikers, runners, equestrians, nature lovers, people that just want to go for a hike and go up and swim. It's beloved. And so it does take management. And with our current level of staffing of park rangers and maintenance workers, we'd like a little more staff to accomplish those goals.
Yeah.
You know, when you go up there and you look at the park, it just looks like you have forest and trails and everything, but it does take work to manage that. You need to have a patrol presence, you need to be out answering questions and giving out maps, and we have emergencies. We have a fair amount of medical calls there. It's a very rocky park, so mm-hmm. it can be dangerous. And we have some enforcement issues as well. So like any park, you've got to have staff to take care of it and manage it for the benefit of the park and the public.
Right. And what about the equipment? I know that Dan alluded to an excavator, and there's other things that they've been able to get yep. for the park. What kinds of, is that something that you then are able to use, or is that for the volunteers to use?
Oh, I'd say both, but the jacuzzi is just for me.
I didn't see that on the list. All right, then.
We snuck that in.
Right.
Just
very generous, Dan. Thanks.
Right.
No, it's very cut and dry stuff. You know, it's you need things to run a park. You need materials. You need road base. You know, you need tools to keep trails in shape, hand tools, mechanized equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You need things like lighting in our visitor center, and FOTASP just helped us upgrade our lighting. So it's a whole myriad of things that it takes to run a park. So we're very happy to have FOTASP here in place, because for a while we did not have any support organization at all.
Yeah.
And you can only go so far with bake sales, you know?
Right. So. Yeah, no, this is really cool. And the scope of what Friends of Trione Annandale State Park are able to do is great, but you also reach out to other organizations as well to help sort of spread the funds that you're able to raise, and also the work that it takes for volunteers to put this together. What other kind of organizations are you reaching out to help with your work on the park?
That's a great question, Michelle. We have several organizations in the community. Sonoma County is such a fabulous place to live and work on community projects, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of energy out there. There's a lot of support. We work with Sonoma County Trails Council, with Sonoma County Horse Council, with Empire Runners, with REMBA, the Redwood Empire Mountain Bike Association.
Mm-hmm.
We have really tried our best to bring in as many stakeholders in the park as we can to help make decisions on, you know, what's the priority project for this month, and what do we need to do, you know, look at for future projects. And it's amazing how similar everyone's goals are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been very helpful. Sonoma County Trails Council is a very strong partner of ours. We have been working with them extensively, because they kind of put together the volunteer organization fabric that allows us to get volunteers out into the park and really get some work done. One of the holdups too in trying to get some of our bigger projects going is, since it is a state park, we have to run everything through the state and get approval for projects before we initiate them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we can go out there and just do anything.
Decide which one. Yeah, we're going to go do this trail.
Yeah. So that's, and it's good, because, all the requirements make sure that we're going to be doing it in the appropriate way, and that the roads and trails that we do build will last with as little maintenance as possible.
Mm-hmm.
through even huge rain years like we've had this past winter. So community organizations have just been so helpful, and there's so much support. We just feel blessed, really, to have that kind of support.
That's great. And there's also particular challenges when you talk about doing projects and things like that. One might be the wildlife. They are perhaps endangered wildlife that might restrict being able to work on certain areas of the park. Do you run into that? Are you funding any studies or anything like that about the endangered species that might be in the park?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we just completed a study on spotted owls. And initially, we had a few years where spotted owls were nesting in the park. And so because of that, there was a kind of a massive restriction on the work that we could do during mating season.
Right.
And I believe, could be wrong on this, but I think it was basically from March through the end of July, we were restricted and were not allowed to use power equipment in the park because of the nesting season of the spotted owl.
Right.
Well, in talking to the environmental manager for State Park District, Cindy Schaefer. Cindy had indicated that they had done a study last year and found during the nesting period and found that there were no longer any nesting pairs that they could find in the park.
Oh, wow.
And so if you do the study 2 years in a row, then that lifts the power tool restriction.
Okay.
So it's unfortunate that we don't have the spotted owls, but it's very helpful in doing work in the park if we could have that...
That extra time. Right?
Yeah, that extra time, because that's most of the summer, and that's kind of prime time for trail and road work.
Sure.
And so we funded, just recently, we funded an additional study on the spotted owls to determine what, you know, if there were any, and if so, you know, how many and where they were located, you know, so that we could isolate that area and not disturb it. And we found out that, in fact, there are no nesting pairs that we could find in the park. And so that lifted the restriction on power equipment, and we can now go in, and it gives us a much larger spans of time to work, sure, on trails and roads.
Sure, a leg up in making sure that the park is useful for everyone who likes to enjoy it. There's all kinds of things that you're able to get, ladders and hoists and chainsaw backpacks and all these amazing kinds of tools to maintain the park for everyone. And let's talk a little bit more about your board members and the volunteers. Where do your board members come from?
Well, really, they come from all over. We have just had wonderful people. You know, this is all volunteers, so the donation of time, effort, and personal funds has been kind of extensive from our board members. We have Christy Hirsch, as I had mentioned before. Christy has been on the board since our inception.
Mm-hmm.
And is certainly, you know, one of the founding members of the Friends of Trione Annadale. And we have John Quinn. John is also a founding board member. And currently we just have a couple of new folks that have come on, Dan Lanigan and Lanahan, excuse me, and Don McCullough. They're local residents that have been extremely helpful. And so we are fortunate to have so many people so involved and so willing to give of themselves to do a public charity like this.
Yeah, that's great. And where do your volunteers come from?
All over. They come from all over. Actually, a lot of the volunteers come from the volunteers that have been working at the park for a number of years through you know, through the park volunteers. And we also have just people that reach out. We have lots of people that reach out and ask if there's anything that they can do or how they can help. And we really appreciate that. And of course, we have regular groups of volunteers that help with trail work and so forth. Sonoma County high school groups, they do a Saturday once a month.
Oh, that's great.
You know, the cross country runners, mm-hmm. and other runners and hikers. So, you know, just Empire Runners does a number of volunteer trail days that they contribute to the park.
Can people volunteer through your website?
They can. They certainly can. And, you know, we love to have the volunteers sign up, and we need all the help that we can get. So if you're interested, please go to our website and let us know.
Again, that website is FOTASP.com, FOTASP.com. That's also the place where you can buy your tickets for the upcoming Friends of Trione Annandale State Park fundraising dinner, which is going to be really great. It's happening on the 29th of June at the Friedman Event Center, and you can purchase individual tickets or a table. You can also sign up as a sponsor, so lots of different ways to support the efforts there. And in terms of funding that comes in, because Annandale is so big, are you getting people coming through just at the right place to, you know, pay their fees to come in and use the park?
The way the park is set up, there's really only one entrance where you can pay out of a million other ways to get into the park.
Yeah.
So geographically, the way the park was set up, it wasn't ideal for fundraising. And if you think about it, parks really should not be set up to be fundraisers. They should be parks for people to enjoy. Mm-hmm. But we are in a day and age where it does take money to run a park.
Yeah.
And people come into Annandale from all kinds of different ways, and a lot of people are not paying to use it. So that's why we're thankful that we have a support organization like FOTASP, mm-hmm. and we have so many passionate volunteers that are state park volunteers and the Trail Council, Sonoma County Trails Council volunteers, and then volunteering with FOTASP. So there are a lot of ways to get involved and make that difference.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, as we're waiting to see what the state budget's going to do, it's great having a support organization like this to fund projects.
Yeah,
so
for
we're
sure.
making some great headway.
That's good. That's great. Well, it's a beautiful park, and you wanted to add something there, Dan?
I did. Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, I just wanted to tell Neil. Neil is our liaison with the state, and it's just been such an enjoyable relationship. It's very easy to work with a group that cares so much, and Neil's been extremely helpful in allowing us to and supporting us in trying to get our projects approved and move forward and so forth. Also, Sarah Reed is the volunteer coordinator at the park,
mm-hmm.
and she works with a different group of volunteers, but we're all trying to do the same thing, so they're very helpful, and the park volunteers through Sarah have been very helpful to us also.
That's great. All right, so buy those tickets, right? Enjoy
Absolutely.
The park, and you can send donations too. If you can't attend the fundraiser, which is happening on the 29th of June at the Friedman Event Center, you can still send in your support via the website. You can also visit the park and make donations there. Use the park. It needs to be used, but also respect that it takes funds to make sure that we can all continue to enjoy the park. It has been fairly recent. recently renamed after Henry Trione, who loved the park and made sure that it would continue into the future. But it's going to take more than just his love and his generous donations. So the rest of us have to step up now and follow Henry's example. So the beautiful Trione-Annadale State Park needs your help ongoing to make sure that it's a viable and beautiful park for everyone to enjoy. You can do that by attending the fundraiser. The dinner is coming up on June 29th at the Friedman Event Center. You can buy your tickets online at FOTASP.com. Again, that's FOTASP.com. And have a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I really appreciate
it. Sure. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Enjoy the park.
And just a note to your listeners, last year's event did sell out.
Right.
So the sooner you can get in and get your tickets or tables, the better.
All right. So again, the website, one more time to make sure that you can get there, is FOTASP.com. That stands for Friends of Trione-Annadale State Park. My guests today have been Dan Stamps, president of Friends of Trione-Annadale State Park, and Neil Fogarty. Neil is the supervising state park peace officer for California State Parks and the Bay Area District. This is Sonoma County Focus.